With Central New York in Phase 3, AARP says it wants senior living facilities to open its doors to visitors. But local senior health care executives are proceeding with caution. WAER's Brad Klein reports.
Phase 3 is giving many local businesses the green light to reopen. But Loretto CEO Kim Townsend says that's not the case for senior living communities.
Now that we've opened up restaurants and bars and stores, I'm watching and waiting just to see how that works out because our employees are out in the community. Really, that's how it gets into the building.
New York is still barring guests from assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. So Loretto is investing in virtual meetings. AARP says online communication keeps families in the dark when it comes to resident health, but the state requires facilities to inform the community about a positive case of COVID-19. Townsend says between the website and hundreds of calls each day, her facilities are transparent.
There's no substitute for being able to be with your loved one, to give them a hug. But it's critically important that our residents feel that their families are accessible to them in the support that they provide.
But that support is stronger in person. Loretto is preparing for visitors under social distancing restrictions, and as soon as the state allows guests, they'll be ready. But Townsend says her centers are misguided in the process.
What's challenging is the conflicting guidance from CDC to CMS to New York State Department of Health, sorting out which directives you follow.
Townsend reminds residents that they're free to leave the facilities whenever they want, but recommends that they shelter in place. She believes excursions would slow the reopening process and jeopardize the rest of the center. Brad Klein, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.